Next up, Sarah Risk and Sam Alameyehu visit a website who claims to accurately predict the future. Sound crazy? Keep listening.
Picture this. A phenomenal garage band is trying to make it in the music industry. They pound on record companies' doors, run after record executives they see at concerts, but are always turned away without so much as a smile. Why? Because the software that can supposedly predict massive hits doesn't give them a good rating. Too far-fetched, you think? The software already exists, and out of the top songs on the charts right now, 1 in 4 have already been run through it. I first found out about the software when a friend of mine showed me the website hitsongscience.com, where you can submit MP3s and they rate your song for hit potential. It sounded cool at first, but soon I began to worry. In the novel 1984, George Orwell made the ominous prediction that popular music would be computer-generated, devoid of human input. I feared that this software was taking society one step closer to the dystopia Orwell foresaw. I feared that the freedom and creativity that have for so long been a hallmark of the music industry would disappear. I wondered if the future of the music industry would be dependent on formulas rather than art. I feared that the human ear would become obsolete, replaced by the silicon chips that comprise a computer's insensate brain.
I would have to say I find it to be a little bit scary.
They almost can't predict something that's very human.
I think of music as more of a feeling than anything else, and that's why this model is a bit difficult for me to accept as a standard.
With these fears echoing in my head, I set out to find out about this software and to discover how bad it really is and what this means for the music industry. I was skeptical that the software even worked, but was fearful of what it meant if it did.
Software rates songs on a 1 to 10 logarithmic scale, with anything above a 7 qualifying as a hit. And the company boasts an 80% success rate, 4 times that of top music professionals. Could this really be true? I wanted to try it out, even though I realized that there was really no way for me to definitively evaluate it. Still, by talking to the artists before and after their evaluation, I could gauge how the rating system would affect the morale of an artist. I approached my friend who had originally shown me the website. Koji Gardner, sophomore at Stanford University, plays the guitar and had been part of a high school band that really played music for the sake of playing music.
Being able to play, first of all, stuff I hear on the radio was very satisfying. And then once I got a little bit better and more technical, writing my own songs and putting them to a beat with drums and stuff is just a really cool feeling.
His drummer, Ian Burrell, who is currently a junior at the University of Georgia, agrees that he and Koji really play for the pure fun of it.
For me, it's the most fun I have, just jamming just with the guitar and the drums, and it's just the most fun thing in the world for me.
I asked them if they'd be interested in running a song on the software, and they gave me one of their favorites, a song called Unconscious.
I can't even remember.
Could it be a hit? We'll see what Hit Song Science has to say. In the meantime, I wanted to know how the rating system would affect Koji and Ian.
It's not going to make us change the way we play. It's not going to change the music or the type of songs we play. I think whatever it says, I think it'll just affect us for like maybe the next hour that we think about it. So, and then after that, we'll just go back to just doing what we want to do.
So maybe artists that just play for fun won't pay very much attention to the software, because fundamentally, they don't care very much if they have a hit or not. But what about artists that want to make it big? I wondered how they would feel about the software, and how the Hit Song Science report might affect them differently. So I contacted Jadena, a junior at Stanford who's an up-and-coming rap artist. Here's how he introduces himself.
So, once upon a time in a Straw Hut city where the bras never kept bra straps on their titties, there's one little boy who went by the name of Chief, because his father was a chief, and his name would be the same name as me, Jadena, which means embracing the father.
I knew that Jadena wanted to become a big-time player in the rap industry, but I wanted to know what really drives him.
I feel like if I wasn't doing music, I would have no other purpose. I believe that my music is needed for the world. So it's really just some extra force that keeps me up all night producing. A lot of my environment, it's like a lot of my environment that I'm around, it causes me to have a passion to make change. And I believe the greatest way to make change right now is to be a hip-hop.
Jadena was also open to submitting a song to the website and chose a personal favorite, In the Bottle.
He don't quit his 9-to-5, he drink full time, now he's living in the bottle. Six old man in a bottle. He don't quit his 9-to-5, he drink full time.
Can you imagine this one on the radio? I asked him how a good score would affect him.
It definitely would give me more strength to continue making music, and also to continue making music, I would listen to it and pay attention to it and try to mimic the song.
And a poor score?
I would probably not listen to it. I love my music. So, and I'm also stubborn. And I think a lot of musicians are. And I would just keep going and making music, and I would still make a song that would sound like the song I submitted, since the song I submitted I like.
Too busy for commitment, so I'm pimping them just like Clinton. I'm swift, man. A hitman in three ways. Hit jams, hit dames, hit lames. I don't like piss me off, my piss on you. I drank too much, what you gonna do? I'm living in a Bible.
So for spare time enjoyment or in search of fame and fortune, they've written their song, recorded it, and are ready to share it with the world. But will it be a hit? Well, the Hit Song Science way, you could know with the click of a mouse. But what sort of mathematical and scientific experiment will the songs go through?
Because we can break down a song into its component.
Mike McCready, CEO of Polyphonic HMI, the company that produces Hit Song Science, explains.
Can analyze a song for melody, harmony, beat, tempo, rhythm, octave, pitch, chord progression, fullness of sound, sonic brilliance. There are about 30 different variables that we look. So when if you have every song represented by a tiny white dot on a piece of black paper, for example, you would end up having something that looks like the Milky Way galaxy.
Pretty weird, I thought. And if all the songs ever created are in this galaxy of music, where are the hits? I pressed McCready for the answer.
When you go back and then remove all of the songs that have not been in the top 30 over the past 5 years, you end up with what look like a bunch of clusters all over that universe with all of these spaces between them. So when we analyze new music, we simply look to see if the new songs fall inside those already pre-established clusters or if they fall outside into the open spaces of the universe. And that's a kind of a visual way that we can see if a song has hit potential or not.
McCready told me that songs in any given cluster were mathematically similar, but might not sound anything alike. For example, the song If I Can't by rapper 50 Cent is in the same cluster as There's No Getting Over Me by country artist Ronnie Millsap. Here's the 50 Cent. Now listen to Ronnie Millsap.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling.
I wondered what the limitations of the software were. McCready.
Our software can never tell you if a song sounds like a hit. That's a human evaluation. Our technology has no common sense. It can find mathematical hit potential in a 6-minute long instrumental played on the accordion. I mean, and your common sense has to tell you that that kind of a song is never going to be successful in the market as a hit single.
Now that I knew a little bit about the software and what it does, I looked up the evaluations of the artists we talked to earlier. Here's the song that Koji and Ian submitted. This scored a 6.42, which doesn't cut it as far as hit song science is concerned, but is still closer to a 7, the threshold for a hit, than the artists were expecting. Originally, Koji and Ian had been skeptical about the software, and I wondered if this score would change their thoughts about it. Ian Burrell.
I don't think we'll think about this rating at all when we come up with new songs. I think we'll just play what sounds good to us and just do what we have fun doing, and I hope it stays that way.
But speaking to them, it was clear that all this talk about hits had changed their thinking about their music. Koji Gardner.
Maybe to try to write more songs like this rather than what we were doing in the past, which was sort of just stuff we thought that sounded good and, you know, maybe a little bit technical and stuff, but not necessarily songs that we felt were really catchy. Just the fact that it feels good to write music for ourselves, but also if other people like it too, you know, just friends and family, even if it's a catchy song, then they'll like it more too. So I feel writing more songs in this style, if this really is a style, yeah, so maybe that'll affect the way we do things.
For Koji and Ian, having their song run didn't change their skeptical attitude toward the software, but it did seem to change their priorities as musicians. They now seemed more focused on how others perceive their music. For Jadena, his song In the Bottle.
See that black boy over there running scared. His old man in the bottle.
Well, it ranked very high with a score of 6.93. And not only that, but the software indicates that if it were to be released right now, it would have a staggering hit potential of 8.35. According to Hit Song Science, a definite hit. Listen carefully. You might be hearing this on the radio soon.
What makes me love to love you, baby, is a little hell. It's a little L, man. It's a little hell. I. What you look like without helping me, I can never tell. I can never tell.
Nice. So how will this affect his career?
I'll take him to either a record label or a manager or something as a, I guess, scientific proof to the faith that is behind my music. Just because it's good music, like I said, and the people need that right now.
For artists that want to make it big in the industry, this software seems to have a profound effect on them, at least in this case. And Jadena is certainly optimistic about how this score will help him reach more people. Will it work? We'll keep you posted. I had feared that musicians would be somehow corrupted by this technology, but this didn't seem to be the case. Neither of the artists I spoke to wanted to write music for the score, but instead remained enthusiastic about their style throughout the process. Musicians, it seems, will always stay true to artistic creativity. I wondered how the software would affect the music industry at large.
Hillsong Science, as like any tool, can be used for good or bad. And, you know, you can use this technology to make homogenous, formulaic-sounding, cookie-cutter music. There's no denying that you can do that. But you can also use the technology to push the envelope of creativity and to take sonic risks in the studio. But we can show the producer and the label and the artist that actually what they're doing does conform to these particular mathematical patterns that are going to find acceptance in the market in this way or this other way. And we can help music labels discover artists that they wouldn't normally want to sign because they would be perceived as too risky.
Maybe he has a point, and maybe it'll just be another gadget at the producer's disposal, not the beginning of a silicon complex that will replace humans. Humans have been using computers for a long time to evaluate many different things, and applying it to music may not be as bad as I originally thought. To discuss the topic, I've made an appointment with Eleanor Selfridge Field, a consulting professor of music and symbolic systems at Stanford University.
Certainly there are still people trained in conventional music subjects who have a great many reservations about computers. But in fact, in music, an awful lot of people are using computers for different things. I think there are a lot of good things coming out of this.
What did you say? I know I saw. Long enough to hear those sweet words. What did you say?
As I think back on all the research I've done, what seems most apparent to me is how much of an impact hit prediction software is going to have on the music industry. Already, the product is filtering over 25% of the music that makes it to the top charts. Norah Jones and Maroon 5 are both examples of artists were deemed hits by the software long before they became household names. And others are starting to make prediction software. A small group at Hewlett-Packard emulated the software, and someone else in the media labs at MIT recently announced a hit prediction software. McCready says that he imagines in a few years he will be selling the product to a large-scale company like Microsoft, Universal, AOL, or Google.
See my like a lost balloon, rising up through the afternoon.
Want to know what I think? I think this software has the potential to bring us music fans more interesting and more appealing music. Software like this could open up the music industry to unique artists who sound great but appear too risky. And as long as musicians, not computers, are the ones who are creating the music, I don't think we really need to worry about losing the soul of music. Maybe it's too early to tell, but in my opinion, it would be rash to dismiss this software as an evil of technology.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Sam Alamayehu and Sarah Risk are both undergraduates at Stanford.